AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this TGIF. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And Clinton County Daily News. News.com, your free local online newspaper, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, and ProByte Computer Sales and Service. Happy day after Thanksgiving. I'm Kevin Keith, WILO News Director Ken Hartman in the studio with me, too. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So we got past Thanksgiving, and here we are back on a Friday morning.
Seems like next week already.
Yes, it does, right. So how was the community Thanksgiving dinner this year?
It was good.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed from last year, it really tastes good, too. You're not getting the cheap stuff.
No, you're not.
You know, and so, man, I just remember the flavor being there. So we had a big time yesterday, and I'll tell you all about it after the Skywatch weather forecast, which is cloudy today and patchy drizzle till midday, a high at 40. Now, you said it was kind of spitting when you came in. What time was that this morning?
About a little after 7.
Okay. That's about the time I woke up, so I think it quit raining right there, but everything was wet, so
yeah,
I could tell.
It rained most of the night, I think.
Yeah, I think it did, too. Rain showers tonight, a low at 38, and showers tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high 45. And Sunday, partly cloudy, chance of rain, and then maybe a chance of some snow Sunday night, but nothing too big. But it's going to be cold next week then. I look ahead to Monday, 38 for the high, and Tuesday, 42. So.
That's balmy, though, for this time of year.
Balmy, that's a good way to put it, yeah. Did you check the temperature before you came in here?
Last time I checked when I got in here, it was 35.
Okay. So an hour and a half ago, it was 35 at your official weather station, WILO. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we believe we'll have a representative with the Clinton County Sheriff's Office in the official air chair to sit down with us and talk about all things sheriffs. So had a good time yesterday at with the family at Thanksgiving. Of course, we were hosting the Thanksgiving dinner, so we had Shell's kids and their significant others and our couple little ones that still live at home with us. And her dad came down from Lafayette, too, so we had a full house, probably 10 to 12 of us at any given time. We fixed a 19-and-a-half-pound turkey, which was very good, and it was really Shell's first turkey. She's 50 years old. It's the first turkey she's ever officially made.
I hope she shoots you after you revealing her age.
She don't mind.
Okay.
She don't mind. But
she better not.
We'll find out.
Yeah,
if
that's right.
Home. So we fixed a 19-and-a-half-pound turkey. Took about 4.5 hours. We were all eaten by 1:30. It was just a nice day. I brought one of our older kids over here to the radio station and showed him around because he's kind of a computer audio nerd and wanted to show him some of our high-tech equipment we got here. So we came in. But, I had one glass of wine and way too much turkey, and the stuffing turned out really good. She was nervous about that, so... I ate well, and I didn't stuff myself. I saved room for some pecan pie. And so we had that and pumpkin pie and then some chocolate cream pies, which there's not much to that. It's just kind of cream and chocolate, so mm-hmm. Nothing too fancy. But do you prefer a pumpkin or a pecan?
A pumpkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like them both, but pecan's kind of my thing. I only get those once a year.
Pecan is not me.
Really?
No.
Okay, well. I'll keep all the pecan for me then.
Good.
I think it's still in the fridge. So anyway, we had a great Thanksgiving yesterday, and I hope you did too, okay? So when I came in last night, or yesterday afternoon with one of Shell's kids. Liz was here wrapping presents back in the North Pole workshop.
Right.
And it reminded me that the children's 12 days of Christmas is here, essentially,
yes.
Right?
Starts Monday.
So that's just crazy within itself that we're going to start that Monday. Having, let's see, how many sponsors we get? One, two, let's see, take them off. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And then you can also register at the Boys and Girls Club and the Y.
We usually give between 8 and 10.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got Center Township Trustee's Office, Ellis Jewelers, Encompass Credit Union, both locations, Faith Family Church, Holden Pharmacy, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, and Wampler Services. Plus, you can register that the kids and grandkids at the Boys and Girls Club and Y. And all these sponsor locations, you go register, and then the kids must be 3 to 10 years of age, one prize per child. And then, as Ken said, Monday at around 7:20 with Todd Berryman, Liz, I guess, will call around today and get the winners and then have those for Monday morning. And he'll draw out one name. So each day we'll be giving away like 7 things, right, from each location. And then on the 12th day we do a bike at all locations.
Right.
So we're going to try to make the kids a little happier this Christmas season. And that all starts Monday. You can hear the promos on the air right now. And we've got it on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, too, and on Facebook to find out those locations. Once again, if you're out and about today, Center Township Trustee's Office, Ellis Jewelers, Encompass Credit Union, both locations, Faith Family Church, Holden Pharmacy, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, and Wampler Services. Plus, your kids can get registered at the Boys and Girls Club and at the Y. Coming up a week from this Monday is the Hemp Agronomic Session, which they'll be having over at the Clinton County Fairgrounds 4-H building at 1701 South Jackson Street in Frankfort. Hemp Economics and Agronomics with Hemp Extensions Extension Specialist Marguerite Bolt. Also Don Robinson and Maria Marshall talking about the 2019 Growers Struggles and Successes. And we'll have that on HoosierlandTV.com. So we'll have a crew over there bright and early Monday morning, a week from this Monday, December 9th, 8:30 till noon. And we'll bring that to you in its entirety. If you want more information, call Adam Shanks at 659-6380. How was it having Adam in here Wednesday, Ken? Pretty good interview?
It was a great interview. Yeah. And Bethany was here as well. And she brought her daughter with her. And it was a lot of fun.
A lot of information.
Yeah, a lot of information. We had a lot of fun, too, at the same time.
Good deal. It's always good to see Bethany, too. Mm-hmm. And her, I don't know how old her kid was, but she was so well-mannered.
Oh, she was fantastic.
Gosh, that's awesome. That gives me some hope about kids in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Well, a week from this next Saturday, which was, 2 weeks from, no, let's see. It's this Saturday is the parade.
That would be tomorrow.
No, it'd be a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Man, this has really thrown me off. There for a minute I thought it was Monday. So it's a week from tomorrow is the Whoville Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Whew, gosh.
Three bells downtown.
3 o'clock downtown. Now, they're going to have first, second, and third place winners. Plus, you dress up your float or station van or whatever. For parade theme, originality, and detail, if you need more information on that, call them at Frankfort Main Street at 654-4081 or 242-3563. That's basically what you need to know. Nothing is to be thrown when you're handing out candy and goodies, and don't be bringing a Santa to confuse kids, right? Only the float designated as the official Santa float. Which, again, I still get a kick out of that. I think it's kind of funny. They take that pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
So with the 12 days of Christmas starting up, by the way, if you'd like to call Ken and myself, we'd love to talk to you at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. We're going to have Ken read our 16 days of Zonta saying no to violence campaign against women. We're putting that on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com as well. And Ken and I wanted to cover today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then we'll pick that back up Monday. So, Ken, if you'd like to take Friday, go for it.
Okay, and I'll probably take Saturday and Sunday with it.
I'll let you have it.
Okay. For today, which is Friday, Zonta is focused on actions to raise awareness to prevent violence against women and girls through the Zonta Says No to Violence Against Women campaign during the 16 days between November 25th, which is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women Day, and December the 10th, which is Human Rights Day. For tomorrow, that's Saturday the 30th, Zonta is committed to educating the world against violence against women and girls, which knows no national or cultural barriers. It takes place at home, in the workplace, and in open spaces, and it affects millions of women and girls in peacetime and conflict. It includes psychological, physical, and sexual violence, and harmful practices such as rape, female genital cutting, human trafficking, and child marriage. And then for Sunday, what is the first day of December already.
Right.
Zonta is honored to have provided more than $9.5 million to support projects to prevent and end violence against women and girls in 46 countries through the Zonta International Strategies to End Violence Against Women. That's ZISVAW program since 1996. And ZISVAW supports projects to seek to reduce the incidence of violence against women and girls by changing personal and or political knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors.
All right. So that is the Zonta. They're basically having a campaign this time of year.
Right.
And I think they always do it this time
of
year.
Yeah, they do.
So
yeah.
Just increase the awareness, and we'll pick that back up Monday as well.
Right.
Want to talk to you a little bit about ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and some of the things we've got up there for you after we say good morning to Carl Lane.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken.
Good morning, Carl.
I got a question to ask Ken. I went down Washington Street for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, and all I seen was they had new pavement, curbs, and sidewalks just past the Milky Way down to the junkyard. Are they going to repave that all the way from downtown Frankfort all the way to Mash Road and put sidewalks and curbs in later?
The next phase two will go from Williams to the post office. Now they will do to that area what they did to the other area out there.
From Williams to the post office.
Correct.
Are they going to do it to Mash Road?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think that last stretch of Washington to Mash is covered in that.
I don't think so either. And also, that the next phase will be either late March, early April.
Huh. Well, boy, I figured they'd go clear to Mash Road with sidewalks and curbs.
Well, I don't know. That may be a third phase down the line, but right now
I sure would have been nice.
Well, it depends. I think there could be a third phase. I don't know. But right now, that's the next thing that's coming up is phase two, and that's from Williams to the post office.
Huh. All right, then. You guys have a wonderful week, and thank you.
You too,
Carl. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, good question. I know the mayor knows all the details on that and a couple other city
officials.
I think
there could be a third one, but I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of drops off there between Wamplers and Mash Road. I mean, there's not a whole lot out there. Of course, there's Hardesty landscaping out that way and stuff. It would be nice to have sidewalks and paved everything, but, you know, the phase has to stop somewhere, right? And so you know, one phase is this, and the second phase, as we've heard the mayor talk about as well. So, there is a stopping point somewhere. So, all right, just about 15 minutes left in this first portion of Party Line. Again, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. I'm Kevin Keith, and WILO News Director Ken Hartman here with me. So, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, kind of working behind the scenes the last couple days before Thanksgiving, working with a guy named Phil, who is somewhere in South Dakota, I think, and he has put together a fantastic online streaming Christmas music service for us. So we share this with our sister station, Shine 99, but if you go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, you'll notice for the third year here is Rudolph's Red Glowing Nose in the upper left-hand corner, and same thing at Shine99.com. And then you go there and you click and you listen, and it's just, voila, Christmas music. So let's listen a little bit.
Being so
push the right button, Kevin. So I'm playing this off the website right now.
Everybody knows.
Oh, that's a classic.
A turkey and some mistletoe.
That's a good one.
Help to make the season
bride.
So hopefully, a lot of people, like after Thanksgiving dinner, they'll draw names for Christmas. They'll sit around and watch football, maybe have a few adult beverages, visit, fun fellowship. And, you know, in the old years, you turned on the radio and you listened to Christmas music on mm-hmm. Thanksgiving night. I remember yeah. doing that. And if we didn't have a radio station playing it, Mamaw would always pull out her Bing Crosby Christmas albums and mm-hmm. and play those for us. So when I hear this, it just this time of year, it really gets me in the mood. So this is an interesting Thanksgiving and Christmas season for us anyway. So it just helps you get you in the spirit, and we hope you enjoy that. So it's constant Christmas music from here until Christmas Eve at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just click on Rudolph's Red Glowing Nose, all right? We can find that as well at Shine99.com. So Shell went out last night after we fed everyone, and she went to Walmart to get a few Black Friday specials. And I'm not going to tell you everything she bought because it would be too much information, Ken. I don't want you to know about my unmentionables. And
you already brought it up to me, so I mean, yeah.
And so she went over there to try to find a couple good deals and found a couple good ones. But three things that she really wanted were already gone, and so they told her to check online. So she came home and checked online. I think she was able to find one or two things, but the other two things she couldn't find. So that was her Black Friday experience, which was really still Thanksgiving Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Black Friday, which there's a lot of crazy people out taking advantage of these deals right now as we speak.
Yeah.
There's always a fight or a shooting or something crazy at a Walmart in Pig's Knuckle, Arkansas or something. You know, people fighting over a big screen TV or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for ABC to start reporting that.
Yeah.
So anyway, today's Black Friday. Be patient, be kind to one another if you're out and about. And then we've got, what is Saturday? Small Business Saturday.
Yep. And then, of course, we have Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. So there you go. And then the Christmas season starts from there. So if you're Black Friday shopping and you've run across some great deals, maybe call Ken and myself. We'd love to hear from you if you're in aisle five fighting someone's grandmother for a 72-inch big screen TV.
Yeah. And also, do not forget about the fact that we have the lights at TPA Park.
That's right.
With constant Christmas music in the evening.
That's right. We started that last night with Billy Christmas and Mistletoe Miller. I was able to hear a little bit of that, which was nice to get me in the mood for the Christmas shopping holiday gift wrapping season. So we started that at, what was it, 6 o'clock last night, I think? So we're doing that till midnight. And, of course, TPA Park was kind of a trial run last night, but they're officially open, officially tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so while you go to TPA Park, make sure you tune in at 1570 AM or 96.9 FM because we'll have exclusive Christmas music for you 6 to midnight, 7 nights a week starting last night through Christmas. So check that out if you want, all right? And when we play a lot of Christmas music like that, you don't want to hear the same thing like every other hour, right? So Melissa Miller and I have been loading in a bunch of Christmas songs. So we're hoping to really grow that library that gets big for us, bigger and bigger.
I was going to say the last couple, 3 years, we have done a lot of that. We've done a lot of expunging and then, yes. and then putting in some, a lot of new stuff.
Yes. So I was pretty much trusting her to let me know what she thought we needed to take out. Some of that really, really older stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we did that, so we're hoping it'll be a pleasure for your ear holes this holiday season. Again, if there's something on your mind or if you're out Black Friday shopping and want to give us a live report, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. It's kind of weird today because there's not a whole lot of people here. Everybody coming in at their own schedule, you know, and everybody recording this part of their show, and they can do this part and that part and leave early and everything. So it's kind of a weird movement day. You know, it's mm-hmm. like it doesn't seem like a Friday. We've still got our regular Friday work we have to do.
You know, and what makes it interesting is because the sale reps have still got to make some calls, and I don't know if they're going to be buying any offices
See,
today.
That's always been a point of contention at radio stations I've worked at or here is, yeah. Do you send a salesperson out to sell advertising on Black Friday?
I don't know if you can because we said they're going to be so busy.
Yeah.
Or that I ain't going to be there.
Right. And if you come in with a sales package and try to dominate their time, they're going to not...
They're going to say, what in the blank are you doing?
Yeah, that? And they'll remember that. You may be shooting yourself in the foot.
Down the line.
If you go try to sell something today.
That's right.
But we'll see how many salespeople show up. That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a few of them have, they work from home,
mm-hmm.
or they have some creative freedom and time, so they could say they're working, but we don't know, really, until they bring in an order, you know. If I was a betting man, I would say not many of them are working today. Today's a day to gather all your things, get ready for a big sales week next week,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Basically, it's a recovery day.
It is a recovery day, too, yeah. So check your emails, write your copy, make sure everything's turned in.
Yep.
So if you're heading out for Black Friday shopping, you're late. Many shoppers in Indiana are already out looking for bargains last night. Stores across the state counting on big crowds all day today. Black Friday, no longer the busiest shopping day of the year. That honor goes to the last Saturday before Christmas. So it seems like more people are waiting longer to go get those Christmas presents. So.
And I already know what I'm getting, the one person I have to get for. So.
Oh, okay.
I already know I get basically the same thing, pretty much. That's what's been requested, sort of. And
okay, well, that makes it easy on you.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Actually, the hardest thing to buy is for our Christmas party.
Yeah.
Because they want a kind of a novelty gift. Well, I'm not the novelty type of person.
I need to. Are we doing gifts?
Yes, we are.
Are we? Gosh, I need to get a gift.
Yeah, I do too. I know what I want to try and find, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it.
You looking for a whoopee cushion or something?
No.
The piece of plastic where you get it when it looks like barf.
I'm not telling you what I'm going to get.
Buy a gift for Casper.
And that also comes up Wednesday night, by the way.
Yeah.
You got about 3 days to go do it.
Christmas. I know we're having an early party.
Yeah.
Okay, there's my note to get a gift. We're having it early. It's next Wednesday as our Casper Media Christmas party.
6 to 9 at the Angry Donkey.
The Angry Donkey. So that'll be fun. I've never eaten there.
I haven't eaten there either, but I've been to a couple things that she
has catered.
They've catered. Boy, it's good.
Now, they catered our Christmas party last year. Technically, it was at Russ and Susan's house. But we brought in Angry Donkey food.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is. So we get to get stuffed again Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I need to remember to bring a gift, though. I forgot we were doing that.
Yep, we are.
A white elephant gift or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
All right. So that's one thing that I thought was interesting about Black Friday is these stores started their sales yesterday at noon. They didn't even wait till Black Friday.
Yeah, I mean, pretty soon they're going to, Black Friday. Oh, we'll start that New Year's Day of 2020.
Started in August.
Yeah. It's like, gee whiz. But I know a lot of people are starting to buy earlier and kind of put it back.
Yes, yes.
Or
and
try
you know,
to keep
you can
it
buy
back.
A Christmas gift in June. That's fine.
Yeah,
you know?
If you can find what you're looking for at a decent price, yeah.
Well, the Hamilton County Humane Society, just a little bit south of us, is lowering the cost of adoptions for Black Friday. I don't know if this is a good idea or not.
It depends.
Adult pets are available for $10 today, while kittens under 6 months of age can be adopted for $20. The deal is only available today from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The shelter's on Pleasant Street near Noblesville. They say they have over 250 pets waiting to be adopted.
Well, I mean, from that perspective, I'd say it's good.
Yeah. But you always, this time of year and around Easter, people give gifts as like an Easter bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just not, unless you want a bunny and you know how to raise and take care of them.
To me,
bad idea.
To me, I think this should be not as a gift, but should be for those who are really wanting a pet.
Yes, yes, exactly. Because you can't just assume somebody wants a pet.
No.
Right? Because that's a lot of responsibility. So. Did you watch any of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No.
I didn't either. I was watching the...
In fact, I watched very little football, period, yesterday.
I watched a little bit of the... who was Dallas playing?
Buffalo.
Yeah.
I love it when Dallas gets their butts kicked.
Did Buffalo beat them?
Yep, sure did.
Okay. It was a decent game. I watched part of the first
quarter. I watched two pretty good basketball games yesterday.
Yeah?
For the Battle of the Lattice yesterday.
Were they pro or college?
College.
Okay, who was it?
Let's see. Michigan beat up on North Carolina.
Yeah, that's always good.
And then Gonzaga beat Oregon in overtime.
Okay, wow.
So those were two really good games.
You've got cable. I don't, so I gotta.
I'm sorry.
The cool thing is one of these generic cable channels we get, 18.3, which is like a HD channel of WLFI, is Ion Television.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not. But yesterday they showed a full marathon all day of Chicago PD.
No.
And I don't like all those Law and Order-ish shows,
yeah.
But I do love Chicago PD. And so between Turkey yesterday, Turkey Feasts, we watched a lot of Chicago PD.
Well, let's put it this way. TV on holidays, you either get all the holiday garbage,
yeah.
Or you get sports, or you get marathons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's your choices.
Yeah. And it was all right. It worked out good because I love me some Chicago PD. So what about the celebration in the end zone that may have cost Ole Miss their bowl game victory?
I love it.
Oh, man. I haven't seen the video.
Oh, I saw the video. You don't want to see it unless you're prepared for it.
Quarterback Matt Corral threw a touchdown in the final seconds of the 2019 Egg Bowl yesterday between Ole Miss and Mississippi State to come within 1 point of a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Receiver Elijah Moore caught the touchdown and celebrated by lifting his leg like a dog urinating on a tree. Moore was given a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct, and then kicker Luke Logan missed the extra point.
Which is a 35-yard field goal.
35 yards. Mississippi State wound up winning the game 21-20.
Wow. Hey, don't blame it on the kicker.
No, can't. But you and I were talking about this the other day, Ken, about these teams, particularly in the NFL, celebrating after a touchdown.
They'll celebrate after a first down.
Exactly, or they sack somebody or something. You know, it's a big time. It's like, come on, man. And now lifting your leg like you're taking a leak on a tree.
Well, I mean, you know, Terrell
Owens. Class.
Terrell Owens, you know, was always had a, you know, you got a bag, you brought out some popcorn one day and started, you know, I'm going like, people, this is where, I'm sorry, you know, this has got to go.
Yeah.
It has to go.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I agree.
And if you can't think past your own personal celebrations when you're playing a team,
that's
a game.
That's my point. It's a team sport.
You need to get the blank out of it.
Son of a gun. All right.
I would say if I was a coach, that kid's scholarship would be gone.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be washing the jocks somewhere.
Yeah. His scholarship would be gone. You're out of school. I don't care.
Ken, thanks as always.
All right, no problem.
All right, thanks to our sponsors, too. We'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Join Ken Hartman every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Ken will take an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action, while looking at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Tony Theofana, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, from the station keeping you connected for over 60 years, WILO.